Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. More than two decades since the end of apartheid in South Africa, the city of Cape Town still struggles with a unique form of urban segregation. The wealthy live on one side of the city's iconic Table Mountain, while the poor live on the other. There is one space, however, where the rich and poor of all backgrounds come together to breathe in the salty Atlantic air and enjoy a day by the sea. Monocle's contributor, Joseph Dana, takes us to Sea Point Pavilion in this week's Tall Story.
Sea Point is a beach neighborhood of Cape Town, nestled between the deep blue Atlantic Ocean and the city's famous Lion's Head Mountain. The area is now home to some of Africa's most sought-after real estate. Thanks to a property boom over the last decade, Sea Point is more exclusive than ever. Seemingly every week, new restaurants take over old retail spaces that look like they haven't been changed in 40 years. Despite its growing affluence, Sea Point has one attraction that brings Capetonians from all backgrounds together, especially on hot days: the Pavilion. Think of it as Cape Town's version of Icebreakers, the famous saltwater pool overlooking Bondi Beach in Sydney. But the Pavilion has a sort of faded elegance that, coupled with the diversity of its clientele, gives it a unique South African hue. Originally built in 1914, the Pavilion has expanded over the decades to include an Olympic-sized pool, several children's pools, and a diving area featuring what can only be described as a 5-meter-high, brutalist diving structure. Like other public parks, the Pavilion was designated for whites only during apartheid, but the laws were lifted when minority rule came to an end in 1994. On hot summer weekends, families from across the city queued to enter the grounds of the Pavilion and hunkered down for a day on the sea. This was especially true this summer, as Cape Town nearly ran out of fresh water. During the crisis, most public pools were forced to close temporarily, but not the Pavilion. Since the facility uses only seawater, it didn't skip a beat, and it likely enjoyed one of its most popular summers on record. On weekend mornings, people would queue for hours to get in. They would bring the entire family and spend the day frolicking around the pools and cooking food. The cost of entry is only 23 rand, or £1.35, making the Pavilion affordable for almost everyone. The space has another life during the work week. It is a quiet refuge on the edge of the city. During crisp early mornings, triathletes, of which there are many in Cape Town, turn the pool into a training ground. Because of the cold Atlantic seawater, it's not uncommon to see triathletes swimming laps in specialty wetsuits. The beeping of sports watches, calculating the athlete's swimming metrics, fill the air. By 9 a.m., they are gone, and the pool becomes the sole domain of a few South African pensioners and German retirees, all of whom haven't updated their bathing apparel in decades. But this is when the pool is at its best. If the far left lane is open, you can swim peacefully just meters from the sea and its crashing waves. As you take a breath to the right, you catch an image of Lion's Head. Occasionally, a few seagulls fly by. After a long soak, you sit on the aging wooden benches around the pool and stare out into the infinity of the South Atlantic before returning to the vibrancy of Cape Town.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Joseph Dana for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.